The background to it is that the states had chronic budget deficits, and redevelopment agencies have been criticized for some of the spending priorities they've had. And the state has been taking funds from redevelopment agencies over previous years. The cities and the redevelopment agencies countered by putting an initiative on the ballot to stop the state from doing that. Governor Brown countered that we would just then abolish the redevelopment agencies. I mean, the legislature came up with a compromise that we'd abolish them but give them a chance to come back into existence by paying off a fee. The cities and the agencies then sued the state, and the court found the state, in fact, did have power to abolish the agencies but didn't have the power to take money from them. So the effect of that court decision was that the agencies were abolished.